And so coming into a felt sense of body sitting and being breathed. Opening as we did earlier with that friendly interest into the breathing, the endings and the beginnings of breathing. Take a few moments for that. Before we can truly open into new intentions to guide our lives, before we can begin anew, we often have to end something nascent. In all endings is a new beginning. And so you may have a sense of what these worthy intentions are that you'd like to be embodying going forward. And that may possibly point you to, what has to end? Or what do I have to let be? Is there some specific attitude or behavior, habit, it may be quite subtle, it may be very concrete, different for each of us, and for each of us different at different times. So asking ourselves, what do I need to let be? What's no longer serving me? You know, is it an inner critic calling ourselves names, comparing mind? Is it a particular behavioral habit that feels unhealthy, like too much internet time, for example? Maybe it's a tone of voice we use with someone, or maybe it's just we walk along the road looking at the ground instead of the sky. And so trying on as best you can with whatever's emerged for you. I see you no longer serve me. And you might name it. And I'm letting you be. Or if you feel able, I'm letting you go. And just breathe in and out with that, repeating that over and over again. See what happens. I'm letting you be, I'm letting you go. Don't worry about if it feels quite lofty. We often have to let be, let go many, many, many times before something releases. I let you be, I let you go. Letting be, letting go. And then moving on, moving into beginning anew with a new intention or aspiration. Oprah Winfrey said, and you might use this right now as an instruction, ask yourself, what is my truest intention? Give yourself time to let a yes resound within you. When it's right, I guarantee that your entire body will feel it. Is it an aspiration, an intention to love more? Maybe to love someone in particular more? To live more deeply from a place of gratitude or joy, equanimity, balance, peace. To be diligently caring for yourself. Notice what comes up and notice what resonates in the body as, ah, yes, yes, yes. And then as you feel ready, taking that intention into an aspirational phrase, may I, for example, may I grow in love, may I live from truth, may I touch beauty. What is it for you? Maybe there's one or two, and you can just repeat them over and over again like a loving kindness phrase, bringing yourself back as attention wanders. Grounding in the body and breathing, and coming back to your heart, to these phrases. pausing with your phrases in a moment. Checking in with how they sit with you. The Buddha said, whatever you frequently dwell upon, that becomes the inclination of the mind. So are these intentions worthy of further dwelling upon as a way to be the inclination of the mind, the heart, the body? And then ask yourself, are there any specific actions that might be the embodiment of one or another of these intentions? Something very practical I might do in my life. As a way to embody the aspirations, the intentions. And just letting that sit and be as something to consider. And let's come back to our phrases, our aspirational, intentional phrases. May I. Again and again and again. Noticing, is the body resonating with these? Feeling free to tweak the wording to find that resonance. To find something I care about, something of value, something important. And then again, letting the phrases be and resting in body and breathing and just noticing how it all is with you. And letting it be however it is. This is a very deep practice that takes doing again and again and again, and it can be done very briefly at the beginning or the ending of any meditation practice, a way to start the day, to end the day. It's in that repetition that it becomes more and more embodied. we see our way into those specific actions so that the intentions are manifest in our lives. Christian writer Matthew Fox wrote, "Life and livelihood ought not to be separated, but to flow from the same source, which is spirit, for both life and livelihood are about spirit. Spirit means life, and both life and livelihood are about living in depth, living with meaning, purpose, joy, and a sense of contributing to the greater community. The spirituality of work is about bringing life and livelihood back together, and spirit with them." Feeling into body, feeling into breathing. Letting it all sit with us as we end this practice.